Okay, this afternoon we're in Casa Cordati here in Bargavecchia with Brian Keeler, who's just arrived for the next week or so, as far as I know. We're going to talk with him about what's actually going on in Casa Cordati this afternoon and precisely what he's doing in Barga. Brian, hello.
Hello, glad to be here. Thank you for interviewing me. We're here, I'm teaching a class that's both figurative painting and landscape painting, and I brought a group of Americans over with me that know my work from various places. One of the persons is a patron of mine. He's purchased 10 or 12 paintings of mine, and the other people, another woman owns a gallery near Philadelphia, and then another guy that's purchased mine. So they're people that know my work and wanted to study with me. So there's 8 of us total. There's a couple more people coming later on. So
it's not your first trip to Barga. You've been here before.
Yes, I think maybe 10 years ago I used to work with a woman from Chicago, and we worked from Palazzo Salvi, which is just up the street. And we then we did exclusively landscape painting, and now it's a combination of figurative painting and landscape painting. And I really love the combination. I think it's good for the students to have that the two different things of landscape and figure. And the figure, we do dozens of studies each morning. So there's some famous painter, I'm not sure who it is, but he said it's important to start a lot of painting. So we start a lot of them, and I think it's a good process for the artist to do that.
Certainly two different schools of painting, from painting landscape and painting the nude.
Yeah.
But also on a physical side, with the weather that we've got in Barga at the moment, it's probably quite an intelligent move.
So well, it was just a chance fortuitousness.
That half of your course is now inside and half is outside.
Right. We'll probably be doing the landscape inside today, at least anyway, because it's supposed to rain, and I'm just going to have Giordano print out some photographs that I've taken for the students to work from. But tomorrow and the rest of the week, it's supposed to be nice, so we'll be painting outside.
Where are you working outside?
I did one just the other night, a Friday night. It was a beautiful night, and I did it at that little park. I don't know the name of it offhand, but it looks over Strada Fornicetta.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little triangular park up there, and I did one there. And I've worked with my students. It's a nice little setting that looks up that beautiful valley towards Soma Colonna.
Soma Colonna, yeah. I remember you, the last time you were here, took your students to Fornicetta. I remember seeing one painting, particular painting, with a very pink house.
Yeah.
Above Fornicetta.
Yeah, I've done it from several different angles, and at that little park, and then the other end of the street one time, and then from that pink house there a couple of times. A funny thing happened there. I was painting, and I dropped my brushes over the wall, and it was about a 10-foot wall, so I ended up doing a pastel instead of an oil, and I had to wait for the owners to come back because I didn't want to jump into their property without them knowing about it.
Very. The other thing that you were here, the last time you were here, I seem to remember dancing. I remember music and dancing.
Yes.
What's that about?
I teach dance, and I've been doing dance for many years. In fact, I just compiled a retrospective of my dance career. I've been in performance groups for about 20 years, and so I made this DVD collection of, I think it has 28 different routines, and I choreographed a lot of them, so it was definitely a creative outlet to be in.
Well, that's a particular form of dancing.
It's a swing dancing. I've been in a variety of different types, but swing dancing was the main one. Lindy Hop, it's a particular...
Lindy Hop,
That was my, passion, and... it's pretty popular worldwide now, but at the time it was experienced a resurgence from the music of the 30s, and the main exponent of it, who started it in Harlem in 1927, they brought him back out of retirement. His name is Frankie Manning. He just died a couple of years ago, but he would teach all over the world.
There was on their archives, there was a video of you dancing it must be 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was with my girlfriend at the time at the Piazza.
In the Piazza, yeah. Unfortunately, I can't find it. I went and had a look, and I couldn't find it. Well, we'll have another look, see if we can find it, because it's interesting. back to the painting. So, your students, they come from all over?
They're mostly Eastern United States. One fellow's from Washington, D.C., one fellow's from upstate New York, and that's where I live now, in Ithaca, New York. It's where Cornell University is. And then a couple from my hometown in Pennsylvania, Wyalusing, Pennsylvania. And then there's a woman coming, another woman from Philadelphia coming later.
Is there going to be an exhibition of this work? I mean, is it possible to see the work?
The students' work?
Yeah.
We didn't have anything planned, we're having an open house here on Wednesday when I'm going to give a talk on Renaissance art. It'll be the first half hour, and the second half hour will be about my own paintings. But we might have some of the students' work around here. So
that we can actually get to see, so the people of Bauga can actually get to see what's going on. Because whenever somebody works outside, whenever there's a group of people working outside, there's always interest to see the final work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll have some of their work around here so they can see it. It's free, and we'll have some snacks that people can
grab. So that's on Wednesday?
Wednesday at 4:30. It'll be a social hour. Then I'll give the slideshow at 5.
Here at Casa Codati.
Yep, right in this room in the upstairs section.
We're in the main room of Casa Codati at the moment with all of Bruno Codati's paintings around us. Beautiful room, one of the largest rooms in Bauga.
Yeah, it's great to be here with his work, too. I really like his paintings. So it's a perfect place to have a class and a group of artists.
Benny, Brian, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'll let you get on with your work, and on Wednesday we'll be back and see what's going on.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.